Blog Talk Radio.
How's everybody? How you guys doing? You alright?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mick, how are you? How are you, Mick?
I'm wonderful.
Where are you doing?
Yeah.
That, yeah, we can finally hear you, someone.
He's in his basement, probably, or in his house.
No, I'm actually going for a walk.
Oh, really?
If I was in my basement, you probably wouldn't hear me.
From all the masturbating?
Wow, that too.
So last night, Mick had us meet him at this bar because he signed up. For some reason, he signed up for their newsletter or something, which is, like, really gay.
I don't even remember doing it, to be honest with you. But whatever, I must have at some point. Obviously, my phone number.
He signed up for the newsletter, and they texted him, and they said, 10 to 1, open bar. Free open bar. If you reply to this number or whatever, a certain amount of time, free open bar. And then, and any friends that you bring, they get a $20 open bar from 10 to 1.
Wow.
So, I know it sounded fantastic, but then we get there and they're like, that only covers. Domestic beers, like that's all you get. And he's like, or you could pay $10 extra and get liquor too, but it's only. So I said to the guy, he's like, this and it's like Wells and domestic beers and stuff like that. So I said, what about calls? You know, because that's what bartenders call the brand names,
right?
They call it, you know, Wells calls, domestics, imports, whatever. So he was like, calls. Calls? I was like, you know, the name brands, like Captain Morgan, for example. He's like, no, that's not included. I was like, all right. That's great.
Yeah, so basically I was drinking rum and Coke with some rum that I've never heard of in my life. I'm pretty sure it wasn't even rum.
Yeah, it was house rum, and you could barely taste it. I didn't get fucked up. Actually, I've had a sour stomach since last night, so I blame Nick.
Oh yeah,
but here's Christy. Right. No, Mick is a sweetheart. But here's Christy, and I got some big news for you guys. We have to
really,
you guys
Uh-oh.
Really have to help me out here. Yeah. Well, Christy's
no.
been depressed lately, so
yes.
So she
Florida trip.
She decided against my advice. She watched The Secret.
Oh.
I feel bad.
I told her too. I said, if you ever feel like you're feeling that shitty, that you think watching The Secret is a good idea, contact one of us because we will talk you out of it.
Wow. Yeah, especially since I've seen that piece of shit called The Secret. So I was forced to watch it.
So two of the people on the show have seen The Secret. Two of you have now seen that movie.
The colored people have seen it. I hate to tell you, Lou, but you actually are, as of
pretty much since I've known you, the whitest person on this show.
Yeah, he's like really whiter than we are.
Yeah, I really think that Louie outwhites even Christy.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible, but sure.
I mean, like
I was joking
with her earlier about how white she's going to be and how she, you know, she's going to be smoking clove cigarettes and talking to Muffy and Buffy about her children's play dates and whatnot. And I said she's probably going to wind up putting sunscreen on her dog. That's the culmination of it.
No, I don't put sunscreen on my dog. That's crazy.
Really, I have to hand it to you, Lou. Most white people are appalled at how white that was.
Like, damn, that nigga mayonnaise.
one of the whitest guys I know, he's a cool as hell guy, but he's like, since I've known him, he's always kind of been borderline Republican. He lives on a lake in Connecticut. And exactly. I mean, like he's got every white guy strike against him. And when we told him that Lou did that, he looked at him and he was like, "What's wrong with you?"
Yeah. Listen, I'm trying to protect my puppy.
The whitest guy I've ever met said Lou is the
whitest. I feel like you're testing my gangster, Mikey. I feel like you're testing my gangster. You know what I'm doing? I'm in the car with my kids. They're all playing video games. I got a cup full of gin and juice, and I'm about to go get some weed. How black is that?
Are you really taking your kids with you to go buy weed?
No. Yes.
Wow.
They have no idea. All they know
is... Well, of course they have no idea, but, like, what do you tell them? You're like, oh, I just have to stop off somewhere real quick.
They're in the car, and you're on the phone with us talking about buying weed. Do you really think they can't hear you? I mean, are you driving a stretched limousine?
No. I'm driving a Dodge Caravan, for one, so might as well be a stretched limousine. And two, their faces are in their little... handheld video games. You know how these new kids are. They don't
pay attention. Actually, the kids are probably in the trunk. I think that's what's going on.
That's entirely possible. But what I remember about being a kid and having a Game Boy, which I never actually had, but I had friends that had one, was that you could be playing with one of those things and still hear everything that happens around you and still pay attention to the video game. That's what I remember.
They hear everything that mommy does. Everything. That brings me to the subject that my daughter called my son a dick the other day, and I was like, "Whoa, wait up! What did you do? You know what I'm saying? What did you do to your sister for her to call you a dick?" And two, that's grown up words. You wait till you're grown to call someone a dick, unless you're actually being a dick.
Yeah, you wait. I mean, she should at least wait until she's like sucked on one before she starts calling people one.
Well, she's six. Come on.
Yeah, so I'll take at least
a
year.
It's a long wait, you know. Like, yeah, at least a couple of years.
Okay. You're tripping. I can't even wrap my mind around my six-year-old daughter talking a dick.
Why would you try to picture that, Christy? What the fuck is wrong with you?
My husband's trying
horrible.
To call me.
Like, see, when we say horrible things like that, we immediately push it from our brain so we don't have to linger on the actual visual of it. But you were just, like, mired and bogged down.
Can I get a pack of white owl, white grape, and then two black and milds, please?
Thank you.
Wow, Lou.
Right.
That wasn't even subtly racist. Like, there was nothing.
I'm not buying these.
Look, let's put it in context. You could have said, you could have made fun of her by saying, let me get two watermelon flavored and two grape flavored blunt wraps, which is what she's doing.
Right. Sorry.
No, I got white grape. I have class.
How's it going?
And besides, the weed man can't leave his spot, so he asked for some Black and Milds, and I'm taking him to him.
Wow.
You are the worst parent I've ever heard of. The worst.
Do what?
You probably.
Because nobody
left
to the show.
She probably left her kids with the weed man while she went inside to get him some Black and Mild. She's like, oh yeah, no, just watch him for a second. I'll be right back.
Watch him for me.
I'm not getting you anything to eat right now. You're just gonna have to chill.
So
I'll get you something to drink later.
We're gonna come back to the secret, but Nick, what did we decide we were gonna do for a live show last night? Didn't we figure we were gonna put girls on the air and ask them things live on the show?
We did. I'm trying to think of in what vein we were gonna ask. Weren't we just gonna ask girls if we could like jerk off on their titties or something like that?
Right.
I mean like. Probably, but I thought it was funnier than that. I mean, that's you know, I mean, maybe it's just because I was drinking. But I thought it was something a lot funnier than that, how we were going to do it live on the air.
Everything you hear when you're drunk sounds a lot funnier.
Apparently.
The thing is, you didn't even really get drunk.
Alcohol was so shitty. It was like bad. It was bad rum. Like it really was. It was like bottom of the barrel shit. Like I felt weird for a while, but
right,
it wasn't all that great.
Well, I felt like at that Indian place, Indian barbecue that we went to, we had that cheap Jamaican shitty rum.
Yeah,
so like,
that was bad too. Yeah, I gotta stop drinking shitty rum, man.
For 10 minutes, I felt weird. I felt like a little asthmatic. Weird.
Yeah, it was just annoying because we were definitely misled. Because open bar should mean fucking open bar. Open bar should not be like.
Yeah, it was really misled. Like, and I saw the text. Like, it actually said, open bar. Like,
right.
That's not. They should have said all you can drink Wells and domestics for
$20.
Which is not a bad, you know, that's not a bad deal. $20 for all you can drink Wells. I would actually choose to do that. But we got suckered in with this open bar shit, and I'm thinking, hell yeah, I'm going to drink, you know, fucking Captain and Cokes all night. And then what happens is
I was planning on getting, like, retarded, and then, like, I was sort of
disappointed. Yeah, me too. Nick, I tried. I drank, like, 8 of those fucking things.
Yeah,
man.
you drank a lot faster than I did, yeah.
I tried, man, but... But
see, plus
it's because
that,
I'm, because
like
I'm Irish,
too,
my body
like,
is used to bad alcohol. Like,
well,
my body,
plus, like,
my body.
Like you said, like, no amount of alcohol is necessarily going to make Berks into a fun place to go. Because there's never, like, good-looking chicks there, and there's never, like.
No, they're really, okay, honestly, there really were good-looking chicks there, but they were all with boyfriends, like, all of them.
Who was good-looking, though, really?
There was a couple of girls to our left. There was a whole slew of girls to it. There was that group of girls that you were talking about. A few of them were fucking gorgeous.
I wouldn't know. I don't know.
But they were
gorgeous.
They were all right.
They were decent.
No,
there was one in
like these pink pants that was fucking hot as hell.
I don't remember.
Where was it?
Yeah, I know. It's because it doesn't matter.
By the way, I just want you to know that I just walked into CVS in the hall and I was just playing on the.
Of course it is. Right? Christy, are you still with us? Christy, are you still around? She's still connected, her kids just probably got raped and killed by the drug dealer standing outside of 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Where did you guys go?
Hello.
Hello.
He's back.
Hello.
I'm
sorry.
Did he rob you?
That was one of my Johns calling me. I have a date tonight, apparently.
Nice.
Was that your husband?
That was my husband.
You tell that motherfucker he can't be calling when you're doing your radio show.
That's what I told him. I said, Wednesdays and Sundays, bitch, get with the program.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. I purposely tell people to call me between 6 and 6:30 so I can get up.
Well, I know. That's because... Well, that's a favor to us as well. I mean, the less you talk, the better the show is.
That's true. No. I can't argue that.
Really? Well, you know what? See you later. You know what? All y'all can suck
Christy,
my dick.
Christy, I was actually talking to Mick, but I mean, I guess you. I just carte blanche everybody. I'm talking about all of you.
Yeah, he really was talking about me on that, not you. But you know.
Well, I successfully picked up my package, and now I'm off to my friends.
Canada?
Because, you know, I'm a social butterfly. Or...
All right, before you... Since you decided to schedule all of your errands during your fucking radio show, you fucking retard, let's try to get as much out of you as we can while you're paying attention. Why don't you tell us what your impression of The Secret is, and then I want to hear Louie's impression of it.
Okay.
You guys
okay.
Are, I mean, I'm sure everybody, the prison retard that's listening to the show right now probably already knows what The Secret is, because I'm pretty sure they play The Secret in prison. I'm almost positive they play it in prison.
Okay.
But,
I think my personal opinion about The Secret is, one, it's dangerous and irresponsible. It's teaching people that, okay, through the power of visualization and positive thinking, you can manifest all the shit you want in your life.
Yeah.
You know, don't worry about it. Just think positive and shit will happen. Well, there's a reason why there's negative thoughts. It keeps you from doing stupid shit like watching The Secret and thinking positively, manifesting spirit boards and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of gobbledygook, and you're dumbass for even thinking, entertaining it. And I'm dumb for even getting myself that depressed.
I think you're dumb. Here's why I think you're dumb. I don't think you're dumb for getting yourself that depressed. I think you're dumb for dealing with it by watching The Secret instead of going out and just blowing a bunch of guys. I mean, you really are depriving the male population.
You know, there's only so much damage a body can take. And I've done that too much throughout my life. I have kids now. I'm a respectable human being.
Yeah, you're a respectable human being who piled your fucking kids into your minivan to go buy blood wraps and weed from a guy that stands out in front of the 7-Eleven.
Lawyered.
7-Eleven.
Lawyered. There you go. Yeah,
allegedly.
Real fucking responsible. You really, I mean, really, really, sweetheart, I mean, you probably could have blown the guy in front of your kids and they'd have looked up and been like, yeah, it's mom.
Yeah, what
are
you doing?
Yeah, well, you
yeah.
know.
They probably would have turned to each other and been like, hey, at least she's not buying weed.
They're just glad I'm not smoking cigarettes around them. Mommy, I can't breathe.
You smoke
so, Louie, what was your
and tell them that it's like one of those like
mommy special medicine
like cigarette.
Yeah.
Mommy's not
18 and older is what I tell them because I don't think it's
so. Louie, what was your impression of The Secret, Lou? I want to hear this.
Well,
thank
you,
God.
Know.
No, don't worry. Give me your impression of this shit. I want your honesty.
Well, it was, I'm just trying to iterate that. I half, you know, whatever, you know, in the sense that I know they're making money off of it, so, you know, obviously
yeah.
It's bullshit, but the sense that I found it dangerous was not so much you could, the positive thinking thing. Well, they went back to the anti-war movement thing, where they basically said, oh, the anti-war people got it wrong for getting in the streets and talking up. They should have just stayed home and thought positive that things will change and things will get better. Essentially what they said.
So they use The Secret, this self-help, positive thinking nonsense to push an anti-war agenda.
I think that's right.
I know what you're doing.
Is that Christy, is that true? Did you see did you see this pro war? Or it doesn't. It sounds like it wasn't pro war as much as it actually was like anti war.
Yeah.
Like anti war movement.
The anti war people got it wrong, and I don't remember those words.
That's fucking weird, man. I wonder if the book is like that too, or if the filmmakers are just like, listen, we'll make your shitty book into a movie as long as you let us say some pro war shit at the end.
It was just a bunch of garbledygook, and the one guy, he says, you know, you don't know how electricity works. I don't know how electricity works. I know it can cook a meal and cook a man. And that was his point. Like, oh.
That's the same principle that Insane Clown Posse operates under.
Damn it,
actually.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I was like, oh.
It's a miracle. How does electricity work?
I told you, Lou, they made a song called Miracles. You've got to look this up and see the shit on YouTube.
Oh, my God, it's the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
It's hilarious. It's like about the mysteries of the world, and they're like, magnets, how do they work? I don't know.
I know how they work. The world, except most of them aren't mysteries.
They're not mysteries. Yeah, science has explained them 200 years ago.
Right?
How do magnets work? We don't know. God.
Is it a video?
Yeah,
there is a video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a video. It's fantastic. It's a wonderful video. Everyone should see this thing.
You really should.
So save your money. Don't make any spirit boards. Continue with your shitty life, and you'll
be
okay.
Well, here's how I know the secret does not work, and this whole thinking positive thing is bullshit. I'll tell you how I know that. It's not complete bullshit, okay? There is a merit to not being negative all the time. There's absolutely a merit. People don't want to fucking be around you. People don't want to help you out if you're a miserable prick all the time.
Tell me about
That's fucking true. Yeah, exactly.
Also,
I mean, Mick is case in point.
Also, you do make yourself mentally ill by being super negative.
Yes. If you're super negative, you really fuck a lot of things up. You push people away. You make it... it's hard.
Become a self-fulfilling prophecy if you're like too.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
But I will tell you something. I have been relentlessly positive and forward-thinking in the pursuit of the ass lesbianist religion. Okay, I've believed in this since
Wait,
I was like 16 years old.
Wait,
isn't
that what we talk about at the bar?
Yes. We were going to convert women to ass lesbianism.
Yes,
that's it. I knew it was something more. We're going to, on the show, we're going to approach girls and try to convert them to ass lesbianism on the air. That's
right.
What we're going to do.
That's much better.
It's a much better idea than just asking girls
work.
To let us jerk off. No, it's not going to work, but we may get away with not being slapped if we're doing it on a radio show.
Right.
That's really I'm being practical here. That's probably the best case scenario.
Yeah.
So I've been advocating for ass lesbianism. I talk to people about it. I'm so into it. I'm so positive about it. I want women to eat each other's butts. I mean, Lou is on my side. Mick is on my side. I mean, we love this. This is a great idea for the planet. It'll fix everything.
Positive waves at that idea, yes.
Exactly. It's such a beautiful, wonderful thing for girls to eat each other's butts. I mean, there's really no downside to it, unless it's a dirty butt. But, you know, part of the tenets of ass lesbianism is making sure that your butt is not dirty. That's
right.
We have it all planned out. It's all a part of the religion. And it's not happened yet, Christy Peterson. This has not happened yet. Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
I mean, we're just barely able to get anal into mainstream. You know, I mean, it's more girls are into it, but they're not loving it yet. We have yet to get to the frontier where women are willing to eat each other's buttholes. I mean, and I've been super positive about this. Fuck this spirit board. Fuck this. There are whole websites dedicated to this. People have already created spirit boards for me. All I have to do is log on to the computer and pull it up. That's my fucking spirit board.
All you need to do is visualize.
I visualize it all the time.
All day long. Here's cornerstone.
That's all I fucking think about. I'm always, it's beautiful. I'm lost in my daydreams at work. I'm like, oh, man, if two hot chicks would just eat each other's butt in front of me right now, I'd get so much more work done.
Right.
According to the laws of attraction, because you're thinking of it all the time, it's supposed to manifest itself. The universe is
going
to be two lesbians, and they're supposed to eat their ass in front of you. That's what
exactly, and that's how I know it doesn't work, because I'm 35, and for 20 years I've believed in ass lesbianism. 20 years. And I've advocated it to pretty much every woman who spoke to me in more than one instance.
He just wants to see it. He wants the church to ass lesbianism. I'm trying to explain
For example, I mean, Lou, you know, he's managed to convince his wife to let him have anal sex with her. He's still trying to work on getting her to do another chick. Where do you think he's going with this? Steering her towards ass lesbianism. It's just
right. I mean, and he's been with her for this long, and he still hasn't broken that plane yet.
It hasn't happened, you know. I mean, like, and Lou's doing it the right way, you know, subtle hints here and there, mind control, talking to her in her sleep. You want to eat butts? You want to eat butts?
PSYOP,
CIA
approved PSYOP.
And I mean, he's a patient guy. I mean, he's...
Louie, now that you have a dog, you should train your dog
to
eat the other dog's ass, and maybe that'll, let your wife realize how nice it is.
Mickey, you just really want to see dogs licking each other's asses. That is what it is.
All right,
you're
not me.
Apparently, he wants anal in the main street. My friend is confused by you, Mikey. He's confused.
What?
He said milk is a bad choice.
What's by choice?
He's confused as to why you want ass lesbianism.
Why would you?
Because
it's the most beautiful act you can put. Two chicks doing things to each other is one of the most fantastic things the world has ever created.
Why wouldn't you want rainbows, Christy?
Butt sex is another one of the most beautiful things that God has bestowed upon his children.
He said it's a screensaver. Here's my friend Justin.
Butt sex is so fantastic that gay people have adopted it as their main method of having sex.
I'm just saying it's a screensaver. You get nothing out of it other than the fact that it keeps your screen clean. That's about as far as it goes. If it's an interactive screensaver, that's different. But if they serve you personally no purpose other than just visual effect, that's a DVD.
If you can smell it in front of you, it's not a fucking DVD, brother. Not at all. If you're covering these two beautiful ass-looking women in your holy man sauce while they're eating each other's butts, I mean, I can't think of a better thing in the universe, especially if you then proceed to fuck one of the other girls in the ass.
As you would think it would be once you're there. It's just a big mess. But, okay. Did I let the cat out of the bag by saying that? Yeah, I kind of did have that happen. But it wasn't all that.
Give me the phone back.
Okay, hold on.
There's so much noise happening over there. It sounds like fucking dogs fighting. I have no idea what's going on.
I'm really confused.
I was getting mad at him. Shut up, Justin. You're going to have me fight you.
I have no idea what you're doing.
Me neither.
I'm
well, what was that? Did you just put some random dude on the phone?
That was my friend.
What was he saying about I couldn't understand most of it. What were you saying about a screensaver?
He said ass lesbianism might as well be a screensaver. You can just get it.
Oh, please. No. I mean, look, it's obviously, it wouldn't be optimal if these two chicks are eating each other's butts and you're not involved in any way. That wouldn't be optimal.
Oh, you have to be involved.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's
around too.
The main goal. What happened to Lou? How does he keep getting disconnected at 6:30?
See, you know, that was his point, was like there's no point to the Church of Ask Lesbianism if you're not involved. He's like,
yeah, you're getting involved in
You know, he said if you walked in and you sit on the pew and up at the pulpit, they're going at it. There's nothing for you. But if you can get into it,
there's
great
value. Here's the thing. Like, the whole, you know, the whole DVD thing, I understand what he's saying, but we're talking about a religion dedicated to this. So it's not as if, like, you have to go home and be private in your room and pop on this DVD of two chicks eating each other's butts. We're talking about, like, going to church and it's everywhere, like, making it mainstream. They're, like, you know, you walk around on the street and there's two hot chicks eating each other's butts and the cops don't come because they're practicing ass lesbianism. I mean, I don't think he understands the idea that this is supposed to be a religion. Like, you see some fucking Muslim kneeling in his store at fucking noon to pray to Allah. Like, you're like, okay, he's a Muslim. That's what he does. You know, you see some fucking church dude fingering the cross around their neck, you know, or holding a rosary and got their eyes closed. You're like, okay, they're, you know, they're whatever. But we're talking about being at a bus stop and two hot chicks are just fucking chewing on each other's assholes, and you're like, hey, you know, the rest of the world is like, oh, this is, you know, hey, they're just ass lesbians, so that's what they do.
Right. That'll never be mainstream, I'm sorry. We're in America.
Well,
if we were in France,
I think you're being entirely too pessimistic.
You're so close-minded, Christy.
No, I just know how America works, and everything's backwards, and you get nothing that you want, so.
Of course. No, we're still mired in the puritanical bullshit.
Yeah, because I'm for, you know, nudity on TV. I'm for just walking down the street naked, whatever. You know, do it.
I'm totally for you doing that as well.
It's only me, just me, walk down the street naked.
Well, certainly not me.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, have you, yeah, there's some people who should, like, never be naked, even when they're by themselves.
Yeah, even when I shower, I usually wear clothes.
We saw a few of those last night. Yeah, he's a never nude.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There were, like, five that walked in together. There were, like, five people that walked in together, and they weighed at least a combined, like, 1,200 pounds.
Oh,
Okay, so Lou and I were sitting at a Pizzeria Uno's once, and we're, you know, feeding ourselves or whatever, and a herd of rhinoceri walk in, and they're just like cackling massive mountains of flesh. And as they walk by, I turn to Lou and I'm like, there goes about 2 metric tons of never going to get laid.
No, they will. They will. Don't.
Yeah,
but
I know, because your fucking people like to fuck black girls, white, fat white bitches. Your people like to fuck fat white bitches.
I would say you're racist, but you're right. Like,
yeah,
sweetheart.
I'm not racist because I know the differences between people. I don't judge them based on it. But honestly, putting your dick in a fat white bitch is a really bad way to go. You need to learn your peoples. You need to be like, listen, fat white girls, no. That's not, no.
First of all, I'm skinny, I'm black, I'm opinionated, and I have, like, intelligence about myself. No black man wants to touch me.
I was going to say,
that
means you're only one for four in my book.
Since they don't want to touch you, which is not true, because you bang black dudes, too.
Yes, I do.
Since they won't touch you, why don't you just use that opportunity to talk to them about maybe not banging white chicks, fat white chicks. I mean, they can bang whatever other white chicks. Actually, no, I don't want black guys banging regular white chicks either, because that fucks me up.
Because mixed people are fucking hot.
That's true. But when the black dudes fuck the white chicks, the white chicks get used to these big, giant penises, and
then I get in there.
Never
good for us. Yeah, that's not good.
And then, you know, it's like fucking running your pinky around the inside rim of a Big Gulp cup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a good look, bro.
You're too funny. That's not true. I got snap back, okay? Snap back. I had three kids. I got snap back for days. It's like, just throw some vinegar water up there. It'll snap back.
Yeah, you got that elastic tsunami?
Yeah. Got to. Many cocks been up in this thing.
I fucked that white girl, but it's not how it's cracked up to be, so you should tell him on my behalf that it's not really that good either.
Oh.
So, yeah, you need to first, okay, so since black guys won't touch you, what you need to do is when you're in their presence is you need to talk to them about not fucking the fat white chicks. And this is a sort of selfish reason that I want you to do this, because Mickey really only bags fat white chicks. So, like, they need to leave some, at least for him. I'm just trying to look out for my friend.
Yeah.
How about Mick needs to get some swag and stop playing? Stop fucking around.
Too late for me.
It's never too late for swag. Never too late. I'll teach you something, youngin'. Come to Florida. I get you all kinds of white chicks.
No, let me tell you something. I've tried to teach him swag. I've tried to. It was not even on his birthday. I tried to teach him swag. It doesn't take.
You know what I'm saying?
He hates himself too much, and it shows. It shows.
Aww.
He goes up to him and he's like, "Hey," and they're like, "Hi," and he's like, "I'm such a fat idiot. I hate myself." And they're like, "Jesus Christ, dude! Like, come on."
What you need to do, Mick, is walk up to a girl and say, "Hey, what would you do if I pulled my dick out and put it on your knee?" And see what she says.
I'm pretty sure he should probably build up his tolerance to pepper spray first.
Problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do. You can have that working. Build up your tolerance to rape spray, and then you'll be fine.
Yeah,
I had
to build
it
up
for a while.
When a chick sprays you in the face, you grab it out of her hand and spritz it in your mouth, and you're like, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, what, bitch? Yeah.
Exactly. You'd be like, and then you just look her dead in the eye and be like, this is happening whether you like it or not.
What you should do is get you a mail order bride.
Oh my God! Please, Mick, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that.
I will never get a mail order bride, but I did hook up with this girl who was like off the boat. She was like an au pair, and like on our second date, she was like, "We should get married," because she wanted like citizenship and stuff like that. And I'm like,
absolutely.
And I said to her, "Does your family like have money and stuff?" And she's like, "No," and I'm like, "Well, then no."
Hell yeah.
Like, if they were
like
$20,000 or whatever, I would have considered it. But for no reason, no, I'm not marrying some chick so she can get a green card.
Random. Was she cute?
She was cute, yeah, Brazilian chick. But she wouldn't put
out.
Oh
my God.
She wouldn't put out.
Yes.
All that
you should have said, here's what you should have done, Mick. This is your fucking problem. She'd be like, "Does your family have any money?" She'd be like, "No." And be like, "Well, do you put out?" And if she said no, then you say no.
That's true.
She said, "Do you put out?" And she's like, "Yeah." Then you bang her. And then when it comes, when she's like, "Oh, you know, we should go to like the courthouse and get married," you'd be like, "Yeah, right, bitch. There's no contract. Get out."
Yeah, that would be nice.
Keisha, your boobs look really nice in that dress. I really like it. That's a nice color. What's wrong, Keisha?
So something else that I figured out, Mick, is that I've discovered that babies are fucking stupid.
Was there a specific example
like,
of?
I know you have a niece, and you know I got a nephew, and I loved him when he was a baby.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. In what context? Because like, yeah, my niece is smart for a baby, but she's stupid because she's a baby.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Babies are fucking dumb. Like,
right.
I don't think
And like there was actually somebody actually did an experiment on stage where they said, you know, babies, we have a problem because we think that the babies of other animals are so much cuter than our own. So he's like, you know, think about babies, and a couple of people are like, oh, you know, whatever. And it's like, now think about puppies and kittens, and people are all like, ah, the puppies and the kittens. And he's like, see, like the reaction is so much better. And like puppies and kittens are dumb because they're fucking puppies. I mean, dogs and cats are dumb, so we kind of accept their stupidity, like as part of who they are. But like babies are fucking stupid. Like they're just drooling and shit. They smile at stuff. You like make stupid sounds to them and they laugh. Like babies are fucking dumb. Babies are dumb.
They shit themselves all the time. They can't feed themselves. Babies are stupid.
Yeah.
They're horrible little things.
You hang them upside down. They don't stop crying. Nothing.
Look, you can throw a kitten up in the air and it'll land on its feet. I mean, you can't do that shit with a baby.
No.
That's true.
You can't.
They will not land on their feet, that's for sure.
And when you punch a baby, they have the nerve to look at you all surprised and shit.
So confused. Like, why are you punching me?
I know. They have, like, when you punch a baby in the face, like, they have the nerve to, like, get fucking, like, blood and brains all over your fist and shit. I mean, it's just fucking, it's irresponsible, really.
They're still forming brains and shit. What the fuck is up with that?
No, but that's, you can't punch a baby or a kid. I mean, you can't punch a kitten or a puppy. It's just horrible.
Yes.
But I mean, you can. You can throw a kitten up in the air and it'll land on it. Or, you know, like you throw a kitten up in the air on the couch and it lands on the couch. You can't do that with a baby because a baby will bounce off the couch and die.
Right.
Who wants
that?
You can
swing a kitten around by its tail. I mean, you know, like babies are no fun. You can't kick a baby across a field. We could.
You're like, shut the fuck up. Game of Thrones is on. Why are you crying again?
Like if I tucked a kitten under my arm and ran across a football field, like I could put that kitten down at the end and everything would be okay. But you can't, like you tuck a baby under your arm and run across a football field, it'll have like shaking baby syndrome and crying and fucking what a mess. What a mess babies are.
Yeah. I can't argue that.
Christy, how did you pop like 18 of those out of your vagina? Like, what possessed you to keep making more of those horrible, mewling, puking creatures?
Without, like, stabbing any of them to death.
Well, I was white boy crazy, and I thought, well, this is what white people do is have babies, so why not?
That's fucking racist, because I live in the fucking ghetto. I live in the fucking ghetto, and I got to tell you, it ain't just the white people who are pumping out fucking kids left and right. A good fucking friend of mine has 5 goddamn kids from 2 different women, and he loves them all, but he's got no fucking college education. He's working his ass off, but he's got to work 4 fucking jobs to pay for these goddamn kids. I was like, dude, and he wants more because he loves kids.
That's the other thing. You know, it's bad enough with how stupid they are and all this other stuff, but they're so fucking expensive. Like, if they were stupid but, like, not costly, then I could see having more kids. But, like, they suck the fucking life out of you.
Yeah, like, if you could have them, and then when they're, you know, like, I dealt with the whole shitting, vomiting thing. Like, we had babies in my house growing up. I changed a lot of fucking diapers and shit.
Right.
And, okay, babies, you know, babies are cute. But, like, there comes a point in time when they stop being cute because they start talking back. Like, as soon as they learn the word no, it's over. It's over. 3-4 years old when they start saying no to you when you tell them to do, just fucking forget it. If you can just leave a baby somewhere...
My niece shakes her head no to almost any question you ask. Like, I think, like, she's programmed to respond no before yes. Like, she just constantly is shaking her head no when you ask her something.
God, it's like every woman I've ever dated.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually what I think is going on. I think my brother is training her just to say no at all times, like no matter what is asked of her.
Your brother is making your niece a rape beacon. Your brother is turning your niece into a rape beacon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rape beacon? You guys are tripping.
All right, that's we're about